101. X marks the spot. We have to formulate a plan, said Frank. It appears that they have fortified their defenses. Their soldiers are in formation. Somehow we need to enter their fort and recover the secret formula. To me, it looks more like a fortress, said Gerald. I can foretell the results if we try to enter by force. We need to discover the format of their identification cards. If we forge two identification cards, we can probably get past the first gate. Then we need to forestall the sentry from checking our cards through their computer.
Between the two of us, I think you have a more formidable voice, said Frank. Maybe you can yell at him about something to distract him from checking our cards.
Okay, I'll try it, said Gerald. I think I'll use the commanding voice I acquired during my formative years as a drill sergeant.
I'll accuse the sentry of not giving me the kind of formal greeting an officer deserves. Let us hope he lacks fortitude and that he shrinks like a cheap cotton t-shirt. We'll need a lot of good fortune tonight.
You're already a fortunate man, said Frank. You have a beautiful wife waiting for you at home.
I know, Gerald said. She had a forlorn expression when I left her 3 days ago. I think she knew I would be going on a dangerous mission. I wish I could be more forthright with her, but I can't tell her anything about my job. I can't believe she puts up with me.
What I can't believe is that you married my former girlfriend as the result of a fortuitous encounter, Frank said. Now let's pray for similar luck tonight.